Welcome back to the Loose Balls. Of course, it's under the umbrella of the Hard Ball Gets podcast. We're here thanks to Mazda, the brand new Mazda BT50. It's the complete package. On today's episode, I go through an old method I used to do when I was a player with the whiteboard, the magnets, who you're opposed to, who wins the matchup, and Dill and I are going to sort out who wins the 2021 AFL Grand Final. You'll be surprised with a couple of Norm Smiths. It's a good little chat. We have a bit of fun. Poor Dill stuck in Melbourne. Earthquakes, riots, lockdowns, fires, all that sort of business. So stay with us. Of course, you're listening to the Loose Ballers. Sit back and relax. Goodbye. Dylan Buckley, all the way from Melbourne, mate. Now, a lot to undress here, and I'm not talking about you, my sexy beast. Melbourne is on fire. And it is
Melbourne is and it's going shaking. To hell. We are going to hell.
So you're not allowed to leave your house because of COVID, but you're not allowed to stay in your house because of earthquakes.
Yeah. There's a grey area there. Apparently, I think just saw the latest release that earthquakes are now gone into lockdown as well. So they've actually been put on hold. And the government's actually pissed off that they didn't sort of approach them or to have a permit to do it. So it's been an interesting morning.
Mate, can you talk us through it? So we were following on air over here in WA, but we're just finished up with Gil McLachlan, actually, and it would have been good to have him there because Victoria's the difference at the moment, and it's unfortunate, and touch would have done last too much longer for you guys. We're sitting there, 30 degrees here today, Gil's over here, and Melbourne's shaking away. Like, where were you? What did you think? Did you panic? Because I know a lot of people did.
It's funny, and just on the sun, we actually got the sun as well today for about 30 seconds, which is nice. I saw it from outside the window. But in terms of the earthquake, I was actually driving around in my Mazda BT50, and I literally was the only bloke, I reckon, in Victoria that did not feel this earthquake. And maybe I did, but we know what the show sponsors like, the Mazda.
Yeah.
You can't fear the suspension on that automobile. It's just unbelievable. I had no idea
there was
anything going on.
I could see Mazda's next ad. Dill Buckley drove through an earthquake and didn't feel it. The brand new Mazda BT50.
But I saw, my missus called me after, my mates were calling me. They're all going nuts. You know, someone felt it in Brighton. Someone felt it in, I'm over in the northern suburbs in Northcote, and people found over in the west. So it was over a massive, like pretty much all of Melbourne had copped it. And it was a big one. Like I've seen videos of people, in the news studio. It's gone for quite a while, which was, pretty crazy.
And what about the bloody fighting, mate? The cops are fighting off the tradies or whatever they are, the construction workers. How do you see it? Mate, you're sitting in your house, not able to leave your house, and at the moment they're sitting above the war memorial.
Oh, mate, it's been absolutely hectic. It's been so scary. Like, I think, this is the first time, in all seriousness, you're actually scared to, go outside. I don't know what's happening at the moment. The amount of riots and things that are going on and even the scariness of just turning on each other. It's for so long, I think, we try and say Australia's we're not like the US, but, fuck, we're literally turning into the US more and more by every day.
Oh, mate, I blame social media. Now we know how the Americans behave. We think it's fine for us to behave like absolute drongos. I was saying today, it just looks like America. It's just America over and over, people going off their tree. Anyway, Dill, mate, enough of that. And I'm glad to hear you've got through another week. What I want to do to start, right, Dill, it's obviously the grand final this week, and I've done a little bit of prep. Funnily enough, I'm walking around with a Norm Smith in my pocket too. It's always a bit unique.
Love that.
So I've got a big bit of paper, right? And on it is the team. So how they lined up last week against Port Adelaide and Geelong. And when I was about 18, 19, 20, every single game in the team meeting when Clarko was, telling you what to do and fire up and all this sort of stuff, I looked at the whiteboard and, the team magnets are up, your magnet and the opposition's magnet, so you got a name next to you. I used to fly through in my head and tick how many matchups we won on the field, how many matchups our players are better than their players. I'd go, righto, 15 out of 22 will win today. And that's how I'd pick whether we were going to win or not, by sitting there before in a meeting and go, righto, Jordan Lewis is better than Lindsay Gilbey, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'd add them up in my head. So I reckon today, Dill, I've got the matchups. And all you need to do is say, So, for example, Tim English, Steve May. Yeah, and you'd go, Steve May. So Melbourne get a tick there, okay? Now, I just need to do one thing. Now, do we all agree that Johannesson's probably going to fall out of the side into a sub role and your man Cody Waitman's going to come in?
Yeah, I think Cody Waitman plays.
Yeah.
I think he plays it. Like, he's just been electric. It's actually pretty incredible to think that, isn't it? Like, Johannesson in 2016 went to Norm Smith. And this one, he's as a sub.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, Johannesson's out. And we'll put him as sub. He's played a lot sub lately, so I assume there's every chance. Yeah. Now, I'll add him up at the end, Dill, and this is how we're going to decide who you think's going to win and who I think's going to win, all right? Starting the first matchup, Cody Waitman v. Michael Hibberd.
Oh, God. I've got to say Cody Waitman.
Okay, I've gone Michael Hibberd. So one all. Steve May v. Tim English.
Has Maisie got a hammy?
Steve May, no, he's trained all week.
Perfect. I would say Stevie May.
Steve May, I'm going Steve May as well. Jake Lever v. Hannett. His old teammate there, Jake Lever v. Mitch Hannett. We'll probably both have to agree with Lever, wouldn't we?
Yeah. We'll go with Lever, but Mitch Hannett's been in some really good, he kicked a lot of goals.
He's been good. He's one of those players where he can kick three goals or whatever. All right, the halfback one, Treloar v. Salem.
Geez, there's not going to be a lot of defending going on there. Both very attacking players. Fuck, this is a tough one, mate.
Yeah, it's a tough
one. He's been in incredible form, and he was nearly best on in that win.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Against the Cats. I'm going to have to say Salem.
I've gone Treloar just because I love Treloar. I back him in every week. He was pretty shit 2 weeks ago, and then he was okay. But I'm backing Treloar in. So at the moment, I'm 50-50. You're flying the Ds. Naughty Norton, the naughtiest there's ever been coming out of the West. And Petty.
Oh, my God. I have to say, Big Azza Norton, the astronaut.
Yeah, he's so naughty. I'm actually picking him to win the Norm Smith. I just feel as though...
That's not outrageous whatsoever. On the home deck too, he absolutely loves a big stage.
Oh, man, that hair. He could easily just...
You know he calls himself the duck?
Does he?
Yeah.
The duck.
And he speaks in third person. He says, the duck was on today, boys. The
right.
The duck was sticky.
A sticky duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of a bloke called Bo Mustin. Can you remember Bo Mustin? Played at Hawthorn, ACLs. He used to run around calling himself Juddy. Like Juddy on the field. I love Musto, but he just certainly wasn't Chris Judd. Vandermeer v. Bowie.
This is tough too. Two young guns. I like it. I really like, I'm really leaning towards the Dogs at the moment. I really like Vandermeer as a player.
Yeah, I'm double Vandermeering as well. All right, now this is where it gets to good, some good plays still through the midfield.
This is
hard. All right. Smith v. Brayshaw.
You go first.
I'm going to go with Smith. Just the last two games, kicking seven goals. I love Gussie Brayshaw as a player, but I think Smith has gone absolutely to a new level. And I just found out last night when I had a beer with Hodgie, we used to get all these golf memberships through Riversdale, and I never knew how. We actually got through Smith's old man, so that was kind of
the reason why I actually said you go first is I couldn't work out who Smith was because I just refer to him as Baz Linker. Smith. I have no idea who that is. I'm going to go Bailey Smith as well.
Sorry.
When have you ever heard anyone call him Smith?
I know, I wrote down the names.
Am I that stupid that I don't even know who Smith is?
Can I confess? I couldn't think of Smith's first name either, but I knew who it was. All right, so we're both Baz Linker. And now we've got Libba v. Christian Petrarca in the centre.
Oh, my God, you can't do this.
I had to do it before big games. This is how I knew we were going to win or lose. I just sat there and just went through it.
Far out. I've literally got these two as my Norm Smiths for, each team. So, I just can I have one draw?
Nah.
No? I'm going to say Petrarca.
Yeah, it's a double track there. Ed Langdon v. Lockie Hunter. Ed Langdon on the wing, Lockie Hunter on the wing.
Lockie Hunter.
Yeah. I think at Langdon.
I know, though, internally that, like, and I know Langdon's an unbelievable player, but he is so highly, like, rated inside the team. It's not funny. So he must just be doing some unbelievable running patterns that are off camera.
So I've gone Ed Langdon, and he's going to regret wearing the long sleeve jumper when it's 25 on Saturday. But Langdon, all right, now we go to the back line deal, or the forward line, depends which way you look at it. Bailey Dale v. Harmsey.
I have been so impressed with both of these guys, but I've got to say, the way Bailey Dale's had a year this year, like, have you noticed that he, like, doesn't get tackled? You know when, like, players around him think that the game's going to stop, but he just keeps going? It's unreal.
So you're Bailey over Harmsey? Chomp, chomp, chomp. Yeah, so am I. Was he all Australian this year? I think he was in the end.
He was.
Yeah. All right, Tommy McDonald at centre-half forward v. Cordy. Cordy out of the team, in, out.
I'm going to go Tommy Mack on this one. I think he's got a point to prove. He's pretty fired up.
I'm with you there too, my friend. This one here. Now, this one here might be a little bit hard for you, Dil. Pickett v. Caleb Daniel.
See, this isn't fair for one because he's not going to play on him. So, like,
I know, but that's just how the matchups were on the board.
I'm going to say Caleb Daniel just because I think on a big day, if you can have someone opening him up through the middle with that kicking style, it's elite. But then again, Cozzy could pick six. So that's bloody hard to pick. But
All right. Taylor Duray v. Bailey Fritch.
This is tough. Mickey Barlow reckons that Bailey Fritch will win the Norm Smith this week, FYI.
Okay.
I think because Taylor Duray will play on Cozzy, I'm going to go with Taylor Duray just in terms of importance there.
Okay. One. I went with Bailey Fritch. I reckon he's been outstanding for the last couple of seasons. Big Ben Brown. What a good story Ben Brown playing full forward is. I mean, struggled his ass off to get in the side, and now he's just sitting on the wave. I thought he was outstanding against Geelong, especially early. V. Gardner. Geez, Gardner's going to have a big day if he's to hold up down back there.
Yeah, I think Benny Brown takes the cake with this one. But it's funny, isn't it? Like, we speak about stories coming in. Are you familiar with Gardner's story?
Nah.
He was working in a pub in Footscray a few years ago, watching the grand final, and now he's playing in it.
I love we haven't got to Rourke Smith's yet, but that story of, you know, 7-1 year is 2 ACLs, delisted twice. Like, talk about perseverance. Okay, so we've both gone Ben Brown there. Now, Eastern Wood v. Neil Bullen.
I'm a big rap for Neil Bullen. I reckon he's a really important player for Melbourne.
Yep. So you going Neil Bullen?
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to go Eastern Wood experience there. And now, here we go. Easy one, this one, I think. But Martin v. Gorn.
Yeah, Gorney.
Bont v. Viney.
Bont. You have to go Bont that.
Now, this is the one I reckon. McRae v. Oliver.
This is so hard. I think, look, they're both absolute ball magnets. I just think that Clayton is a bit more damaging with his disposal. So I'm going to go with Oliver.
All right. Now we've got four more, Dil, and then we're going to have the prediction of who you think is going to win by the method I used to use as a youngster. On the bench, Rourke Smith v. Sparrow.
Rourke. I just love the story, and he's not going to leave anything out there, that's for sure.
I'm a Sparrow man. We interviewed him on the radio the other morning, and he was lovely. Like, the nicest, respectful guy. I was like, I'm Team Sparrow for a bit now.
And he's a real young guy, but he's got a great rig on him. For someone that's just like a first, second-year player. I really like Sparrow too.
Don't you hate that?
With him in the last few weeks.
When you're in the footy club as a youngster and you're doing the exact same program as your mate, but they seem to be getting a glow out of it before you.
It was so annoying. I remember, like, my first day, weirdly, the biggest thing that I was excited about was I remember going and looking at the gym, and there was, like, the third-year boys in the weights program.
Yeah.
I was thinking, all right, awesome. In 3 years, I'm going to look like that. Never did.
So true. I remember we used to get paired up, and I remember Tim. Can you remember Tim Clark? Remember Georgie Clark used to be a runner? Tim Clark at Hawthorn.
Tim Clark coached at Carlton. He's the Clarkie. He was a midfield coach.
Yep. Mate, he was unbelievable. Like, he was as strong as an ox. Best runner I've... Mm. Anyway, I used to think, oh, mate, he's just got it. Like, he's so powerful. I'll just be that. And then he put me through a weight session. I never went back for seconds, ever. Dunkley v. Spargo.
Dunkley.
Yeah, I've gone Dunkley as well. Jackson v. Josh Shackey. Gee, Shackey's been a good story. Jackson, we've spoken about a lot over the time. West Australian boy, rising star. But Shackey sort of lost his way, now found his way. Imagine if he can kick three in a winning premiership. He's that trade, that deal, that whatever, he's sort of justified it.
These two are underrated in terms of their importance in this game, I think. Like, Luke Jackson, obviously, if Gorney plays ruck all day, he's forward and he could kick five goals. Like, yeah. You really don't know. Whereas Shackey as well, as you just mentioned, he looks like he'll probably go to Lever and play a role on him. So both can play massively important roles in the game. But if I was going to win, I think you'd go on a player looking to win rather than to shut someone down. So I'm going to say Jackson.
Yeah, I'm Jackson. Now, last but not least, before I add him up, Williams v. Rivers.
I love Bailey Williams.
Yeah, so do I. I reckon he
I love him.
Him and Bailey Dale had, like, I'm not going to confuse, but like, they've played at the same level in some games. I was like, shit, you're good.
Yeah. Those beautiful kicks and, similar height too. They're like at that 188 type, 190 type height, which is just ideal. Be like yourself.
Yeah. All right, mate. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You've gone 10 Melbourne, 12 Bulldogs. So you've, with my method, mate, my method that was flawless, never made, got me unstuck ever, except for on grand final day in 08 when I reckon we had about three matchups we'd win. So that's you there, Dill. You've gone the Doggies. Now I'll quickly do mine. 3. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I've gone 10, so I'm the other way, mate. I'm Melbourne 12. So I'm the D's, you're the Dogs. There you go. It's like one of those octopuses. You know the octopus that used to go jump in a cage or whatever, and they go, oh, you're going to win. You've just nominated through the Xavier Ellis process. The Doggies win. Now, who do you actually think win?
On that, I don't know. I think I'm absolutely got nothing here, but I genuinely think this year, because I was just made aware that this year, if it is a draw, we don't do the week after these days. We just go straight to after time.
Yeah, you plough on.
After time? Is that what they say?
Overtime. Post-time,
whatever it is. Overtime. That's what I was trying to say. Overtime. So in that, I reckon it's going to be a draw.
Yep.
And then I reckon...
Yeah, and that's right. It's time stamp, Miss Joshy.
A goal...
draw.
A goal each will be kicked in the time on. The D's will win by a point. So, they'll win by 7 points, I think.
Okay. So, you've gone the D's by 7. And I've tipped I've got more D's on my list than I do Dogs, but I think Dogs by 19.
Sorry. Did I say? I meant the Dogs.
You mean Dogs?
Win by 7 points.
Yeah.
Dogs will win. Sorry.
So, we're both.
I've done the name thing again where I don't say it properly. But both, at least those two chances are playing, so confused you a bit more.
So we're both the Dogs, 7-19, yours in overtime. Norm Smith.
Tom Liberatore.
Libba. All right. And did you hear there's a grand final sprint? I won't go into that, but it's pretty shit.
Fremantle versus West Coast.
Oh, I did see that.
Colgate around the 50-metre line or something.
It's just West Coast and Fremantle only.
Yeah, but they're not like they're running around the 50-meter line because it's like Colgate, like a smile.
That is the dumbest thing.
Oh. That's dangerous too.
I think, or it's something like you start there and run towards the middle, but yeah, there's something to do with the 50-meter arc creating a smile.
That is the marketing boardroom. Someone going, "What if we did a smile and no one said no, and everyone else outside said that is the dumbest thing."
The boss pitched it. The boss pitched it, and everyone ducked. Josh, he's pissed off by that. No longer Colgate going to sponsor us. Hey,
hey, Zave as well. Zave, sorry, just a quick one, just from my interest over there. It looks like it's been a big week for yourself and also Joshy Garlup in WA. Like, if you two aren't the 1-2 punch of Western Australia or on some sort of tourism ad next year, I'm going to be surprised.
Well, we are maybe doing something Sunday morning together.
Yeah, we might be linking up finally, like officially, but we'll find out anyway. It's been a busy week, mate. Like, I don't know about Zave. It's I haven't had much sleep, but it's been pretty fun.
Yeah. Hey, what about the T-shirt I'm wearing, Dill? I don't know if you can see.
Very, very swag. I've been told that one's in the mail for me. I'm not 100% if that's actually fact or cap, I've been told that I'm getting one.
It should be there tomorrow, but I think the rights might impact.
So Joshy Garland has made T-shirts with a couple of mates?
Yeah, I've told Dill about it.
I said, for
the people to know. Yeah.
And can you say how much you made out of it?
Yeah, so
this is hilarious.
So we're 2 nights in a row till 2 a.m. packing them all like complete idiots off. We accidentally sold 220 in 2 hours or something, and then we were like, oh shit, we actually got to pack them. We only had 10 express shipping things, and then next night till 2 a.m. we're just like packing them, and then we're like hand delivering a couple because we just want to get out in time. And then I asked my girlfriend to do the budget. I was like, how much we make? And she goes, $300, and I go, between us or each? And she's like, no, total. So we've made like $75 each. So for the people, Dill.
He's made $75 and hasn't slept for two nights.
You know what was funny? Like, I didn't want to be that guy either because Joshy told me about the T-shirts. And I was going to ask him, like, because I was really interested. I was like, fuck, that's massive. 300 T-shirts, like, I wanted to say, like, you know, what are you getting these for your supplier? I've got a guy in Melbourne. I can help you out if you want to get them, like, cheaper. And I'm lucky I didn't say that because
you might have made me cry.
Yeah, that would have been – yeah, it would have probably made you cry. But next time, maybe hit me up before that, mate. I can help you out with that.
I might get the slightest bit of advice next time before jumping into something like that.
Yeah, and I dropped the first thing I said to him, Dill, was, mate, if you made him $50, they still would have sold out just as quick. He goes, yeah, mate, we know that. And then I said to him on the other day, I rang him and said, mate, do you want me to do a swipe up for the shirts for you? Please don't. We've sold too many already.
Sorry, just out of curiosity, what were you selling them for? Like $30?
$20.
$20.
Oh, $20. Jesus Christ. You could have put the kids through college. I'd pay $50 for that.
No, yeah, I know. And then, thanks, Steve. Everyone has said that. And people that have bought them have said to me, oh, that's so good. $20, mate. I bought two because I would have paid $50.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, my boss said to me the other day, she goes, oh, mate, I ended up just buying two because I thought that would be $50. I ended up getting two for $40.
It's really annoying.
Oh, 100%.
Girlfriend's been so good. She's been packing everything. And, yeah, anyway, enough on that. Fucking hell.
That's so good.
Mate, it is. So good. There's a lot of high pressure over here at the moment, isn't it? Because everyone wants something. Everyone needs something. And, like, you feel like you're in the middle of everything, like, nonstop. It's bloody hard. It's good, but it's hard.
Yeah, I'm sure if Dill could get here, someone of your notoriety, Dill, would be, I don't know, on billboards, on everything. It would have been nuts. It would have been like, but like, if I'm getting a call up for something on a Sunday, then imagine what you would do.
If you were good things, boys.
If someone asked you, Dill, if you were Joshy, and they said, "Oh, how much?"
Shut up! Do not bring up the price again.
Hey,
I would have paid 60.
Mate, honestly, I would have paid 100 and I would have donated 20 to a charity of your choice.
It's a piece of history. Yeah. Can you even put a price on it?
Dill, do you know what the best thing is? I got on eBay and I flogged mine off for $100. Hey, before we let you go, really quickly, just so I know you're a Carlton man, you happy with Vossi coaching the Blue Baggers?
I think the proof's in the pudding with that decision. I don't know if that's 100% yet, but it seems like it is. Clarko said no 14 times. My biggest issue on this isn't necessarily the coach. Like, I'm happy with Vossi being the coach. I think he would have learned a lot from his previous experience. But my biggest concern, which I feel like I've harped on, I say it every week, it's not all about the coach. It's who they can get in as an assistant coach, senior assistant coach, and director of coaching to actually support him and put a good team around the senior coach, because we all know that the senior coach doesn't make the final decisions. He needs a good team around him to be able to do that. And then secondly, just the connection, the second biggest issue that needs to be looked at is the connection between the football department and the board and make sure that they're honest and clear with each other. We've seen in the past with Hawthorn and Richmond, what happens when, you know, these things happen. With there's going to be adversity that's faced, whether it's the media or whatnot. But I think Clarko nearly got sacked, but the board stuck by him. Dimmer nearly got sacked, the board stuck by him. And that's the biggest thing that Carlton need to fire up with, is just to stick by each other, stick fat, and have a good support network.
No, I agree with that. So we may as well ask you, Sam Petrefsky-Seaton's asked for a trade back to West Coast. Big loss to Blues, or time had come.
I feel like with that one, it's been a little bit of the make room for Chera. I sort of think that that's probably what's happened there. They've probably swapped out Seaton, who's a star. I saw Daisy Thomas say today he could be the recruit of the season, which I do believe. I think he was played out of position and whatnot, and just needs a bit of a freshen up. But he's a gun. But I think that, you know, it does suit Chera getting him in as that role as well. So I think it's a bit of a like for like there.
Beautiful, mate. And what's grand final day for you in Victoria? Did I read that you're allowed to have someone for a period of time, or what's it hold?
No, not much. We're still in lockdown, but we're allowed to do picnics at the moment. So I'll probably just do a picnic in the afternoon and then just go home and watch it, mate, on TV. It's a night game, so it's sort of going to be hard to head anywhere else. Not that we're allowed anyway. So we'll do that, and then hopefully the right stop and some normality can get back and I can get over the Western Australia in the next couple of years. That'd be nice.
No, I look forward to it, mate. I've got Dennis Cometti's last ever call of a game of footy I'm working with, and that is, like, other than winning one, this will be one of my absolute highlights of my footballing life, is watching Dennis sign off for the last time. So I can't wait for that. That'll overshadow anything I do on grand final day.
Credit to yourself. That is a massive, massive role, mate. So to be honest, I'm every chance to tune into that on the app and listen to you boys go at it, because that'll be sensational.
I absolutely love Dennis. He's an absolute star. Hey, mate, I'm going to let you go. Stay safe. Stay out of lockdowns and riots and earthquakes and all that sort of biz, and we'll catch up shortly.
Love it, gentlemen. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for the year. Love yous, and we'll hope to see you soon.
Thanks for listening again to The Loose. Boys, stay with us. Guy McKenna's going to pop up on Friday. I mean, if you can't get a bigger champion around WA than Guy McKenna, that will be a fantastic chat, of course, under the Hardball Gets umbrella. Thanks again for listening. We're here thanks to Mazda, the brand new BT50. It's the complete package. Enjoy your evening.